When I say pew, you say ew. Pew.
Ew.
Pew.
Ew.
When I say pew, you say ew.
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 When I say pew, you say ew. Pew.
Ew.
Pew.
Ew.
Keep it in the ground.
Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground.
The sound you hear is from concerned citizens in Tacoma, concerned about what is happening in our backyard. P.U., what is happening? On Sunday, February 28, 2021, the first Pew Pod from Petro Eternum, Washington, was installed in Cummings Park on Ruston Way. More Pew Pods are planned for other city parks in the coming weeks. This marvelous climate action was dreamed up by 350 Tacoma to help Tacomans realize what is literally going on in their own backyards in the Port of Tacoma. A huge fossil fuel expansion has been proposed by Seaport Sound Terminal, and an ill-conceived and dangerous liquefied natural gas plant has already been built. For more information on Pew and what you can do, see their website, petroeternumwa.com. That's PETROETERNUMWA.com.
So I'm here today with Janine from 350 Tacoma. And Janine, could you tell us a little bit about the Pew Pod here?
Yes. Well, this is a climate action where we have conceived of a oil company that isn't real, although apparently online some people really thought it was, with the idea of saying that Tacoma has been friendly to fossil fuels in the past and that we are trying to have Tacoma no longer allow expansion of fossil fuels. The two major oil companies in the port right now are not under the jurisdiction of the current interim regulations because they were here for so long, and those interim regulations didn't get drawn up into 2017. So these oil companies kind of have had carte blanche. And so Seaport Sound Terminal recently applied to demolish their tanks and then build tanks that are 12 times more capacity.
10 times more?
12 times,
12
I think,
times.
Yes, a huge amount more. And initially, the city was going to allow it. They felt it was kind of insignificant was the term that was used. Well, then there was quite an uproar. And so now, thank goodness, the Planning Commission has said, wait a minute, we need to have an environmental impact statement. So that was such good news for everybody. So that's what's happening right now.
Okay.
But the regulations are going to be made permanent this spring and summer. So we're really feeling some pressure to make sure that those are strengthened. So they apply to the two oil companies already there.
Good.
As well as not allowing any new.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, isn't there a meeting this coming Wednesday online?
Yes, there is this next Wednesday. And they're going to be talking about the interim regulations and some of the recommendations. So they'll make some recommendations. And the city then gets that information, and they make a decision. So we'll see.
Okay.
Last time that the Planning Commission... 3 years ago, they made a recommendation to tighten those interims, and the city didn't do it.
Yes, but so now the city made a climate emergency.
Ironically enough, they did in September of 2019, I believe. They did say there's a climate emergency, and then...
Oh, yes, they joined with the young people, done a protest.
And they've done some things, I have to say, some really good things. They have... There's a list, it's off the top of my head. They formed some committees to look into it. They're having a way to measure fossil fuel mm-hmm. emissions. They have planted, they had a really large tree planting program. Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of moot if you're going to just loot everything.
Exactly. But yeah. If we continue to have fossil fuels, that's not going
right.
to really help.
Yeah,
and we need to electrify, too.
Yes.
That's another huge thing.
And I know there are some other options, some visions for the port that are other than fossil fuels. We could imagine something different.
Right.
There, right?
Well, and they had a vision that was called, I can't remember the name they called it, Other Tacoma or New Tacoma, but they had this great vision for bringing in green-friendly companies, but I'm not sure what's been done on that. There's no record of that happening. So they've had some great visions that just haven't come to fruition.
Okay.
And so we're just hoping.
Maybe it's time, huh?
Uh-huh. It's time, yes, thank you.
Now, can you tell us just a little bit about what's being done here today? We're down in Cummings Park, which is along Ruston Way.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
We are erecting a oil refinery with the symbol of it being that Tacoma is friendly to oil. It's going to be 15 feet tall. It's 25 feet in diameter. It will be covered with materials, and we will have a spokesperson for the oil company here to talk about Petro Eternum Washington, or Pew.
Pew. P-U.
Yes.
Okay.
And there are protesters that will be here to protest this event, but it is definitely a symbol of how friendly we have been in the past to fossil fuels, and it's time not to do that anymore.
It is.
Yes, and we all know that. And the city knows it. They're concerned.
Can you educate our viewers just for a minute about what 350 stands for? Because you're the 350 Tacoma.
It has to do with parts per carbon in the air.
Parts per million?
Parts per million. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Pam. Parts per million in the air. And we're way past that now. I think we're up to 400 and something.
Yeah, 420 or so.
Yeah, so we're already past that. So the other concern is that we don't have a lot of time. The climate scientists are telling us this is really urgent, that we can't keep putting this off. And there's a goal out there by some of the top scientists of zero emissions by 2050.
Yeah.
And we're so hoping that Tacoma could get in on that same goal.
Right.
Right now, their goal that they have stated in the past has been like 20% emissions by 2045. Which won't be enough.
Plus, I have seen the Tacoma Climate Resiliency Plan, they call it.
Right.
And it says that port's going to be underwater in 2050.
Well, yeah, that could be.
It is the case.
That could be. So if we do not do something within the next 10 years, we are in big trouble.
We need to start planning now for new industries.
We do. We have to get a larger electric grid so that we can go to more electrification.
Yes, yeah. Turn that port back into some estuary.
Yes. There's so many other visions for that port.
I know you may have to put a training center down there for people who work in marine fields.
Which would be a great idea.
Yeah, someone from Sunrise, Washington.
Yeah, there's so many other options. So we're hoping today people can actually, they can actually text or send an email to the city to say, this is another vision we could have for a port.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell people where they can find that information?
Yes, it is on signs actually here, but you can also just go to the city's website, city of Tacoma website, and they give you all the emails for the city council members and the mayor and the Elizabeth Polly, the city manager.
I know you also have a letter out there. If they went to 350 Tacoma.
Yes, they can get that letter. And there's also a video there that sort of tells. Yes.
Okay, so that's 350tacoma.org. Right?
Yes, 350tacoma.org.
And you can also find 350 on Facebook.
Yes, you can. Okay. Yes, you can.
Well, I love 350 Tacoma because they use art.
Yes, yes, we do.
I'm a professor at TCC.
Oh, nice.
And literature.
Yeah.
And art. And I just think that is the way to go.
Well, it's so visual because sometimes you can talk and talk and talk and it becomes meaningless. But when you see what it would look like to have an oil tank in the middle of a park in Tacoma, it's like, okay, is this what we want our city to look like?
Yeah. People on Facebook were outraged. They actually thought because of all the crazy bleep, bleep, that's been going on.
I know.
This could be actually happening.
I know, it's
and
true.
And that the oil companies would now be putting there in our backyard.
Well, and the fact that we would even believe it tells us how little trust we have had.
Yeah.
Now, I do think the city council had a bad year with COVID, and it has thrown some things off. And I think their hearts are in the right place, but they have got to sort out their priorities for our air.
They do, and again, we need vision.
Yeah, we do.
We can't look backwards.
Well, they have vision. They just don't seem to get there.
Yeah,
I mean, I've read a lot of their visions that they wrote in 2017 and 2018. And so, yes, it has to mean something.
Yes, and hopefully the fact that the bottom is dropping out of oil
and fracked gas, yes.
Will help change their minds because we know that all cities have the budget.
Yeah.
They have to understand.
Exactly. And so you're right.
But it's time because that's happening. They need to be aware that if they want to help us, they have to look forward and change the plan.
Exactly.
And people should be aware that we have stuff that's going on in the port. I think yeah. people aren't educated.
Well, a lot of people didn't even know about the interim regs. They don't know about what LNG is.
Right.
Another good thing about the LNG is that now there is a lawsuit against them completing that facility. So now we're going to have to see what will happen.
Yeah, that's the liquefied natural gas
yes.
plant that is being built by
Puget Sound Energy. Yes.
We want to inform everybody it's not a company that is Tacoma-based. It's a Canadian-based.
Right. And it's not environmentally friendly.
It is not. They do what's called greenwashing a lot.
Yeah.
This is a bad project.
Yeah.
That has been stopped in Jordan Cove down in Oregon, and now we need to stop it here.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Yeah.
You take care.
Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground.
Say what?
Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground.
Say what?
Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground.
Where? Hi, I'm with Radio Tacoma. I see that we have the Big Bank here with us today.
Yes.
And you love fracked gas.
Oh, absolutely.
And your name is Chase N. Wells. Chase N. Wells, I love it. Are you in? You're probably no relation to Frank Deepwell, though, right?
Well, no, you know, but we've been working
Frank.
Together.
I'm Frank. I go by the name Frack as well. So you
Frack,
know, just,
I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
We're a couple of frackers.
Frackers. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're building down here?
Well, this is really Pew's project. I just like to come and help make sure that we have the correct financing.
Oh, you're one of the banks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Pew.
Yes.
Can you, Frack Deepwell, can
yeah.
you tell me a little bit about what you're building down here on Reston Way?
So this is a gas distribution tank. We're looking to do it all over the city and land that's not being taken advantage of in an efficient or economical way, typically public parks, play areas near schools. These are typically, especially with COVID, they're not being used. And these tanks can be assembled and then moved on to another location after they've been used in that site. So we really feel like it's a win-win situation for Tacoma to bring more energy. And then look at the workers having an opportunity to assemble and disassemble this project. We all win on this.
I see. So it's a way for Tacoma to increase its fossil fuels, right?
Absolutely. It's a lifeblood of the economy, of entertainment, education. You name the branch of life, and all of it is being energized by gas and oil.
Now, I've actually heard that the bottom dropped out of the prices of gas and oil.
Well, just because the prices have gone down doesn't mean the profits have gone down.
Oh,
and so we're
so
profit.
Like that guy in Texas who made all his money off the people who need energy now, and they've got huge bills now and lining his pockets, I've heard, right?
Well, the marketplace sometimes goes in an aggressive fashion on the consumer. And while it may be difficult for the consumer at times, it's in the best interest of the economy that they sometimes have to carry an extra little load.
Okay, so a little bit of trickle down though will happen.
Oh, of course,
people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look at where we're at today as a result of the fossil fuel industry. More hamburgers, we have more video games. Our life wouldn't be as valuable today if
and
it weren't.
And we certainly have a blank ton of plastics, don't we?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have so much plastic. They're giving it away and people can't even find a place to throw it away. And so I think, like I said, what I always like to say is we all win on this project. Fossil fuels provide us a life of comfort, luxury that we otherwise wouldn't have
yeah,
had.
Yeah, where do you live, though?
Well,
I think I saw a video of you in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I live in Bermuda.
Okay, maybe. What's that place? Caymans. Is that where you keep your money, maybe?
Well, there are a number of banks internationally.
Is that where he's keeping his money, Mr. Chase and Wells?
Well, you know, I can't speak to someone else, but definitely he's made that money illegally,
okay.
You know, which the city of Tacoma has been extremely helpful in making sure that we have the kind of regulations necessary
that can allow for this.
Yes,
okay.
You know, it's been great for the last 3 years. Rabble like these that you see out here today have been asking for better regulations. They say. They want to cut off any expansion of the existing facilities down there in the port. And frankly, we're just not going to let that happen.
Frankly, that's great.
Yeah, that's frankly. I know there is a comment period coming up here very soon, I believe on Wednesday, where people could comment and So we hope that all of the smart folks of Tacoma will comment and say, we definitely need to continue to allow unlimited expansion at the port if we want to keep our energy freedom.
Yeah, even though I think I read in the Tacoma City Climate Resiliency Plan that port's going to be underwater by 2050. Did you know this?
Well, you know, luckily we operate in a manner in which it wouldn't usually fall on our own shoulders to clean that up.
Tacoma would then be liable for cleaning all that up.
Well, you know, taxpayers probably would. Yeah.
Okay, taxpayers,
yes,
all right.
Yes. If you want to clean it up, the great part about stuff falling into the water is you can just kind of pretend it didn't happen.
Okay.
And just leave it there, yeah. Right? I mean, the salmon aren't really there anymore anyway. So it just makes sense.
Okay.
And frankly, I believe that we would still get a little money for the insurance, but not really have any left over to have to deal with that pesky loss of life and other businesses.
Okay.
So it's really a win-win for us, a win-win for our investors and shareholders.
Uh-huh. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your time.
And I really hope you lose.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so now, Pratt, I'm going to ask you to take off one hat and put on another.
Okay.
You have a website, the Petro Eternum Washington website.
Right.
So people can go there, right, and find out all about you?
Correct. We created that website to give information about what we were doing so that they could, one, get a laugh, but also direct them. If you look on the website, there is a location to sign a
letter, right?
Yeah, a letter to the city saying that we needed to increase interim regs in the port so that the existing companies would not be able to expand like we're imitating here with this project.
Right.
And so we created that website with the intent of pointing in that direction. And also just for entertainment by putting the tanks in locations like in the middle of Point Ruston or at University of Puget Sound or by the Glass Museum, because we thought that would help people understand this was kind of tongue-in-cheek and a satire.
It is, but this literally is in their backyard.
Right, and you know...
There's a seaport expansion proposed.
That's right.
Right here.
That's right. A lot of people in Tacoma want to ignore the port because they think that, you know, you just turn and look the other direction and it'll go away or somebody else will take care of it. Well, what we've seen happen in the port is that if the public doesn't raise an ire like they did on the methanol refinery, that things go on down there that they certainly would not want to happen. And a number of those things are like the liquefied natural gas facility put in there by Puget Sound Energy, and as well as the detention center, the private company that's got people locked up and making money on it. There are a number of other toxic facilities down there that if they would pay attention and let their city council and mayor know that they don't want this type of stuff to expand, things would be different. We can have a better community.
Right. People want the bay, too, to be healthy, and an expansion of fossil fuels is not going to be good for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, locally, this isn't just a global issue, and it is a global issue, but it's also a local issue of health and safety. You know, 8 million gallons of liquefied natural gas being refined, stored, and distributed from that location raises the hazard level of that location in a very significant fashion. I mean, it's like they're going to be shipping LNG out of that tank via pipeline, truck, barge, and rail. And liquefied natural gas, if there's an accident, can be catastrophic. So these are the types of things that's safety, the health issues. This is a liquefied natural gas is a refinery. They're refining the gas there, which means they're also polluting our air with what they're taking out of the fuel. And they're not the only ones, you know. The U.S. Oil is an oil refinery down in the port that's expanded a number of times since it was built and is seeking to expand some more. And will be allowed to if the city doesn't take up more stringent interim regulations. And that's what's happening this week, is the city is taking public comment on where they're at, what does the public want to see for the permanent regulations in the port on the fossil fuel industries. Should they be allowed to expand? We're saying no. It's not in the interest of the planet. It's not in the interest of our local communities for health and safety issues. It's time to put the brakes on the fossil fuel industry.
Right, and when people come at you, back at you, saying jobs, I know, as you pointed out in the Petro Eternum Washington website, most of those jobs are not local jobs. They're people they bring in from the outside.
Right. We didn't have any liquefied natural gas refinery engineers in town when they built that tank. That was done from those people were brought in. Those were labor that had been experienced in that kind of thing that we just didn't have. And that and even if we had it, they're not going to be working there very long because this, how many liquefied natural gas refineries are going to be put up?
It only takes about 18 people to run the thing.
And that's right. It's there are only 18 people running. It's not a question of jobs. That project has not supplied any interest to the labor.
None of the gas is going to be used locally, maybe a small portion of it, but it's mostly going to be shipped elsewhere.
Right. It's going to be, they intend to not only fuel the couple ships here, but they also intend to distribute it via barge, rail, pipeline, and truck. So yeah. It's not just for fueling Tacoma.
Yeah. And I know the blast zone is huge. It's unfortunate that people aren't aware.
Yeah, well, 8 million gallons of liquefied natural gas it's 4.8 billion gallons of methane compressed cryogenically to 1/600 of this volume. So, but the problem with that is and it has to be kept at negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit. If it spills, it's no longer at negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit. It expands back to its original volume, which means if, let's say, a 10,000-gallon tanker truck has an accident, when that tank breaks open, that 10,000 gallons, multiply that by 600, and that's how much methane is going to be released. And if a flame or a spark is nearby, it's going to go boom.
Yeah, and I know most people are aware that natural gas is not a transition fuel. Like
right.
You thought, it's a gas, it leaks, it's causing more climate change than possibly oil and coal, I've heard.
Yeah, actually methane is a carbon molecule that is 84 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than CO2.
Yeah, people are wondering why things have skyrocketed so much in the last 15 years, and I'm going to guess it's because 2005 we took the brakes off of methane.
That's right. Yeah, that's about the time we started fracking, where we were using hydraulic fracturing to acquire oil, and when we did that, it released a lot of methane into it opened up the pockets of gas that were in the, buried deep beneath our surface. And so now we've got all these empty, these dead wells that are leaking gas right now. And they want to keep doing it. You know, that's gas is natural gas is what they call it.
Frack gas.
Yeah, we call it frack gas or methane. You know, they're trying to sell it as the green bridge fuel. And they've been doing that for decades. The problem is we don't have time to take the bridge anymore. We need to be on the other side. And the climate emergency that we're facing is an immediate stopping of all fossil fuels and as fast as possible. And by building new facilities for gas and calling it the green bridge, it's just the wrong time at the wrong place.
Could you give the place again that people can go if they want to learn more about this?
Yeah, I think 350tacoma.org is a really good location. Redefine Tacoma community group is also on Facebook, a place where a lot of this is talked about. Extinction Rebellion Tacoma is another group that's here and has been very active and speaking up on these issues, and the Sierra Club.
Okay, and if they could just contact their own local city council member too and suggest that maybe we rethink what we want to do with this beautiful port, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What
this is
a beautiful port.
Yeah, this is oh my goodness, this is an estuary of the Puyallup River where life from the ocean was meeting life from the freshwaters, and this was paradise.
And it's a tribal area, parts of the water still, right?
That's right. The port's all built on the tribe's reservation, and they were very much opposed to both the methanol refinery and the liquefied natural gas facility, and they are also declared a climate emergency before the city did, and they're saying no more fossil fuel expansion, and the city needs to take, stand with the tribe on this issue.
I agree.
And so this is a crucial moment in this, where we're going in the future on this, because the city is taking public comment right now, and we'll be deciding in the next few weeks about whether or not they're going to allow gas and oil companies in the port to expand.
Okay.
And if given what they've done in the past, they're going to continue to allow it. So we need to really, this is not something we can just say, oh, okay, they're going to do what needs to be done.
They're going to be smart enough to realize we need to change our ways.
Yeah, they need to be put into some shock therapy here.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Crisis, what you do in a climate crisis early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, justice in the morning. Wake the people from their slumber. Wake the people from their slumber. Wake the people from their slumber early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Justice in the morning. Stop expanding fossil fuels. Stop expanding fossil fuels. Stop expanding fossil fuels early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Justice in the morning. Tell big oil to go and shove it. Tell big oil to go and shove it. Tell big oil to go and shove it. Justice in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. Make the rich pay reparations. Make the rich pay reparations. Make the rich pay reparations early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Justice in the morning. Listen to our indigenous leaders. Listen to our indigenous leaders. Listen to our indigenous leaders early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Justice in the morning. That's what you do in a climate crisis. That's what you do in a climate crisis. That's what you do in a climate crisis early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Justice in the morning.
For more information on Pew and what you can do, see their website, petroeternumwa.com. You can also find out more about the climate emergency at 350tacoma.org, and you can find Extinction Rebellion at rebellion.global. Also, find Redefine Tacoma on Facebook. And the Sierra Club is at sierraclub.org. Together, we can do this.
Keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground.